Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming with your mouth. We've talked about the importance of our words, how we need to speak right words, how we can be snared with the words of our mouth, and we need to put the word in our mouth in order to see the mountains be removed, to see the promises of God come to pass, to pray accurately and effectively as we speak forth the word. Today we're going to talk specifically on the subject of how to confess the word accurately. It is important that you understand how to confess the word, what you're to confess, and what happens when you confess the word. When you understand how to do this, you're going to see God's power released, and this will bring the promises of God into manifestation in your life. The Greek word for confession, where we find it in the New Testament, is homologio. This means to say the same thing. Homo means same, logio means to say. So confession means to say the same thing that God says in His Word. And when you speak what the Word of God says, or you say the same thing the Word of God says about you, you are declaring the spiritual reality of the Word, and you're releasing the power of the Word of God to influence your life. Now look at Romans chapter 10, verse 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Here we see confession was bringing about salvation. When we believe with our heart in the Word of God that Jesus has been raised from the dead, or any promise of God, then and when that word's in our heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth's going to speak. And we confess with our mouth that word, it is going to produce the salvation or the promise of God. The confession releases our faith. And this allows the Holy Spirit to do the work of bringing this promise to pass in our life. So our confession is a release of our faith. And this is so important that you realize the word has to be in your heart and your mind. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, the Bible says this, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." When you receive the word, you believe a promise in your heart, then you speak it forth to bring it to pass. Philemon 6 says, "Let the communication of your faith become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing in you in Christ Jesus." Now, we need to get this word in our heart. You can't confess the word to release power unless you have the word in your heart. How does the word come into your heart? Through hearing it. When you hear the word of God, it gets in your heart. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You know, many people have taught out there that when you hear the word of God, it only gets into your head. And they say that when the word drops down into your heart from your head, then you have faith for a particular promise. Well, that might sound good, but that teaching is false. The word doesn't just get into your mind when you hear it. It gets into your heart every time you hear it. Proof of this fact is when we look at Jesus' teaching on the parable of the sower. If you look in Matthew 13 and Mark 4 and Luke 8, Jesus taught about the word sown in the four types of the ground. And remember, the ground is a type of the heart. In each one of those cases, the parable revealed what each did with the word after they heard it and had it sown in their heart. In every case, the word got into their heart immediately when they heard it. And that's important. The question is not getting the word in your heart, because every time you hear it, it will be sown in your heart. The problem is keeping it in the midst of your heart. And that's the thing that Christians have to learn. Satan will come immediately and try to take the word out of the heart. That's exactly what he did there in the parable of the sower. The first guy couldn't keep it because he didn't understand it. The other guy didn't continue to walk in line with the word in time of temptation. He fell away. The third case, they let it be choked out because they got themselves off track in the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, or lusts of other things. So the problem is not getting the word in our heart. The problem is keeping it in the midst of our heart. Remember Proverbs chapter 4? The Bible says in verse 21 that you keep them, the word, in the midst of your heart. And then in verse 23, keep or guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We are exhorted to keep the word in our heart. This means you got to guard it. You got to guard the word in your heart. Don't let the enemy get to your heart. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12, verse 34. The good man out of the good treasure of the heart, he's going to bring forth good things. Get your heart full of the Word of God. And boy, when you have it in there, then you're going to be speaking forth and you're going to be releasing power. Praise God. Now, God does things through the spoken Word. He released His ability through speaking words out of His mouth. In Genesis chapter 1, we see the phrase God said recorded over and over again. God would say, let there be light. He was speaking words, and literally He said, light be, and light was. And as He kept speaking words, what was it doing? It was releasing the ability of God, and the result was the manifestation of the light. Hebrews 11:3 says, God brought the worlds into being through these words that were spoken. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word, by the spoken Word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. God brought the worlds into being through faith, praise God. The word here is rhema, meaning the spoken Word. God framed the worlds by the spoken Word because the spoken Word released His faith. And it says the things which are seen in the natural were not made of things which appear in the natural. Instead, the things seen in the natural were made by things which do not appear. And these are the things that are in the realm of the Spirit, because what you're speaking is releasing spiritual law. The spiritual realm brings into operation the existence of things in the natural realm. God's Word is the spiritual law, and it produces the natural realm existence. Now, faith is the substance. That's the spiritual substance through which the natural world was made by the spoken Word of God. And so that's why it's important for us to get the Word in us, so we are in faith. The spoken Word releases God's ability in the earth. You know, Jesus did this all the time. In Hebrews 1:3, He was upholding all things by the spoken Word of His power. Praise God. He was upholding everything in His life. He would learn to speak the Word, and it would bring everything in line with the will of God. You must understand that confession releases things. Your mouth is a releaser. Just even in the area of our sins, when we have sin, what should we do? We should confess our sins. You know, the Bible could say, well, you just need to change your mind and turn away from it. But no, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why do we need to confess our sins? What happens when we confess our sins? When a person sins, it breaks their fellowship with God. You know, let's give an example. Let's say a person has unforgiveness in their heart and they won't forgive those that wrong them. God is not going to forgive them of their own trespasses. Their fellowship with God is broken. Well, what are they going to need to do to restore their fellowship? We've got to confess that. And if we confess it, then we're going to be restored. The Bible says if we confess our sin, then we're going to release the effect of it. The confession is necessary because that confession of sin releases the effect of that sin in your life. Just as the confession of the Word would release your faith to bring a promise to pass, the confession of sin or the confession of choosing to forgive, confessing that unforgiveness of sin releases the negative effect of that sin, so you're cleansed from all unrighteousness. Very important that we learn to confess God's Word. It releases things from you or out of you. That's why we confess the sin to get rid of the negative. We confess the Word to release the things of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:13, he that covers his sin shall not prosper. You can't just cover it over. It says, whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy, because we're going to release its effect. In effect, really, we're throwing it out of us. We're getting rid of this. Also, James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another, that you and pray for one another that you may be healed. Confession releases the effect of it. Prayer releases the power of God so you can be healed. Now, when we confess the Word, what is going on? We need to understand that Jesus is currently ministering in a high priestly ministry before our Heavenly Father. And when we confess the Word of God, remember we're priests of God, and as priests of God, we confess the Word, it's coming up to Jesus, our high priest. Just like when we confess our sins, We release our sins from Jesus, our advocate, heavenly attorney, forgives us, cleanses us from all sin by the blood of Jesus. Not only does Jesus deal with our sin, but also he receives the confession of the Word of God. The Bible says, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, in Hebrews 3:1. And as you confess the Word, what happens? Jesus, our high priest, takes the Word and confesses it before the Father and the angels. We see that in Matthew 10:32-33. The Bible says, if you confess me or the Word before him, I'll confess you before my Father. If you deny me before men, you'll be denied before the Father. Luke 12 says, if you confess him or the Word before the Son of Man, then you'll be confessed before the angels of God. But if you deny him before men, you'll be denied before the angels of God. We've got to learn to confess the Word of God. Jesus receives our confession. He confesses it before the Father. He also confesses it before the angels, and the angels are sent forth. And remember, they're ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation, and that's us. You know, Psalms 103, verse 20 says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. The angels will hearken to the voice of the Word of God. Well, who gives voice to his word? We do, when we confess his word. Therefore, our confession of the Word of God, it sends forth the angels, our ministering spirits, and they're going to hearken to the voice of the Word of God. And this is important to realize what's going on in the spirit when you confess the Word. But if you don't confess the Word, what's going to happen? If you confess things contrary to the Word of God, then we deny what Jesus has done for us and what the Word says about us. The result of our denial of the Word of God is that Jesus will deny us before the angels. The angels will stop. They'll not be able to minister for us. And we are the heirs of salvation. Otherwise, they aren't going to be able to bring forth the inheritance of salvation that belongs to us. If you'll learn to confess the Word of God in every situation, then Jesus will confess us before our Heavenly Father and the angels of God, and we'll see the promises of God come to pass in our life. Do it and watch God work mightily for you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.